welcome to Dailies for Tuesday, October 27th. It's 2 degrees, feels like minus 5 degrees with the wind chill. Yuck. This episode of Dailies brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailies today to sign up and try FeedPress for 14 days. No contracts or commitments. FeedPress is podcast hosting and RSS analytics for bloggers and podcasters. And you can use promo code DAILIESH during checkout to get 10% off your first year. And here's why you might want to look into it. They just added a great feature, geocaching. That's not quite what it is. Geoanalytics, where basically they can give you stats on where folks are coming from in the world in relation to listening to your podcast or reading your blog. If you do even just for bloggers, it's kind of neat just to see where folks are if you have a blog. A WordPress blog or whatever that you run, you kind of need to see where folks are coming from in the world to read your site. And for podcasters, it's kind of, I don't know, especially neat. It feels somehow just that knowing where folks are in the world that this thing that I'm speaking to my mic in my basement here in Saskatoon is being listened to and heard by people who are all across the world in different places, in different countries, and just kind of crazy neat. And also by Patreon supporters like you, patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts a little more directly with $1 or $2 a month. You get a good deal right now on the dollar if you're American or not Canadian anyways. If your dollar goes that much further, if you give a dollar right now, I think it's like $10 Canadian or something. I don't know. I'm not up on exchange rates, but it's definitely in the U.S. favor to be buying in Canada. So it still costs you a dollar, but it goes further in Canada, which is good for me, I think. Yeah. Anyways, I'm a little punchy because this morning I gave a talk in front of about 50 or so, 40, 50 mums at a mums group my wife goes to, and talking about the basics of using your iPhone and just kind of introduction to some of the features that people might not be aware of or just don't have time to learn. And it was a good reminder. I sometimes forget quite how nerdy I am, and the nerds in the audience who listen will be well aware of this, obviously, and folks who know me in real life are probably well aware that I'm fairly nerdy like this in this kind of stuff. I read the Apple blogs and the news and find out about new features and all that kind of stuff as soon as it happens, but I just sometimes forget how far out there I really am, and I don't really think of it as everybody else is dumb or not up to speed with me. I think of myself as being a little bit out there in terms of this. And I'm not ashamed of it, but it's just, I can understand you get handed this phone, this thing you're supposed to buy, everyone's buying them, and you get handed this thing and it's got like all this stuff and it's really overwhelming, all the different features and options and the power of this device. And so you have life to live, obviously. And especially for this group of moms, like if you've got, I know what it's like when you've got kids running around, you're not going to have a ton of time just to spend figuring out your phone. Cause as soon as you pull out your phone, they're all over you wanting to watch video, play a game, see what you're doing. And especially things like something that I take for granted. I've taken for granted ever since I got my iPhone 6 anyways. I didn't have it on the 4, but having Siri access and being able to use Siri to do stuff as a bit of a personal assistant, and hearing the ooze of the crowd sort of when demoing some what I consider fairly basic Siri stuff was just a good reminder of how much of this I sort of take for granted and kind of assume that most people would be at least, are intentionally choosing not to do it. That's sort of what I have generally assumed is people just choose not to, but it was fun getting people to try it out and some of the geolocation stuff that Siri can do and contacts and using it to text with and dictation and setting yourself reminders and adding things to lists and all that kind of stuff that you can do without having to even type into your phone. Very powerful and saves you a lot of time in a space that you don't need to be, manually typing out things on your list, your shopping list or whatever. You can just add them to a list with Siri and not have to stop and write it down and then go back and keep looking at what else you need. So anyways, got good feedback from folks and who are there and some ideas of things to do in the future. One person had suggested doing like a podcast series on introductions of iPhones, and it's hard to do that, without visuals. And so maybe a YouTube series or whatever and videos or whatever and stuff like that would be good, or in-person seminars or something would be fun to do. just a good reminder to myself as well that I do enjoy teaching folks with this kind of stuff. And it's stressful, obviously, putting together a presentation and worrying that you're going to say something stupid. But I find maybe probably partially because of podcasting, but just being more confident in front of a group of people like that. And you get a little bit of a recognizing the sort of fun buzz of energy that you get of being up on stage in front of people like that is something I didn't used to appreciate anyways, and didn't always enjoy probably as much as maybe I do now. So anyways, I had mentioned when I started that I'm usually, you know, I do a podcast, not necessarily this one, but other podcasts, I do have, you know, potentially 1,000 people listening, and I don't really get nervous at all when I do the podcast thing. But standing in front of 40, 50 people was a little more nerve wracking, at least when I started. So, but, yeah, we'll see where it goes. Do you use Siri? Do you use your phone to its full potential? Have I got an ebook PDF marketing biz dev course for you? Well, not yet. I don't, but maybe we'll see. Anyways, hope you have a great day. Feels like winter's coming here, even though I think it's still a little ways away. Our dishwasher leaked through the floor last night. So that was another fun thing while you're doing preparation for a talk to realize your dishwasher's busted. So we've been doing a lot more dishes the last couple of days. Floor's okay. The house is okay. No serious water damage, but caught it in time. Just a couple tiles. Anyways, thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day. Check on your dishwasher. Make sure it's not leaking. See you next time. Bye.